This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome back to yet another edition of the Kona Edge. My name is Brad Brown. Thank you for joining us today. And we're going to be chatting some swimming with a returning guest. Some great feedback about his story last week here on the podcast. I'm talking about Lewis Eccleston. And if you'd like to hear that, all you need to do is just check the show notes for this episode and you can link back straight to it. Before we get into our chat with Lewis as well, just a quick heads up. Obviously, there's some advertising on this podcast and I am offering you the opportunity to access the commercial free podcast feed. I've been requested that, and for literally a cup of coffee a month, you help keep things going here at the Kona Edge. You help us produce this podcast, but you also can then access that podcast feed absolutely commercial free. So go check it out. All you have to do if you'd like to be part of it is head over to thekonaedge.com/support. That's SUPPORT. You can help us keep the lights on. You can get a commercial free podcast, and yeah, it's the same old podcast you love, just more meat and potatoes. So let's get straight into our chat today on the other side of our coach's corner. It's time for today's Coach's Corner. If you're an athlete looking for a coach, it doesn't matter where you are in the world, we've got access to some of the best triathlon and Ironman coaches around. If you'd like to find out more or hook up with one of our coaches, whether you need help with a swim, bike, run, or nutrition, all you have to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. You can get all the details there. Check out all the coaches that we've got access to. And don't forget, too, if you are a coach and you would like to get access to the podcast and get a bit of a plug on the podcast, all you have to do is head over to that same URL, okay? It's thekonaedge.com/coaching. Scroll down to the bottom of the page and you can get all the details there. So that's thekonaedge.com/coaching. Time to chat some swimming. We head back to the UK to catch up with Lewis Eccleston. Lewis, welcome back onto the Kona Edge. Thanks for joining us today.
Hi, Brad. Thanks for having me on the show.
Lewis, in our first chat, you mentioned to me that you picked up swimming sort of as a way to stay fit because you were struggling with running injuries. Did you swim as a kid? Was it something, have you found that it's come pretty easily to you?
I didn't swim as a kid. I wish I did, because then you'd have always had that swim background and it helped me so much now. But I've been swimming about 5 years now, and I started swimming. I was like, for 400, it was about, for 400 meters, it was around 8 minutes for that. And I've got that down to like 5:20 now. Wow. So if you stay consistent and you do the sessions and you can stay injury free, then the hard work will pay off if you train consistently.
I mean, that's incredible to take that much time off a 400-meter time. Talk to me a little bit about training consistency is one thing, but I mean, you must have, there must be other things that you think you've done in the water that's really moved the needle.
Yeah, picking up the amount of time you swim and the distances you swim. So I started out swimming once a week for an hour, maybe swimming 2,000 or 3,000 meters. Now I'm swimming 3 times a week, an hour and a half a session. And the distances are from 4 to 5K session. So the volume increased and started seeing better times.
I've got a good mate of mine who swears by the fact that if you didn't swim as a kid but you played ball sports, and funnily enough, he also came from a football background, said that's half the battle won. Just because you've got this body awareness and a bit of coordination, it makes it a lot easier from a technique perspective. Have you done much work on your technique? Is that something that's come pretty easily to you, is honing that skill?
Yeah, I work quite a bit over the winter on technique. Every swim session we do does have at the beginning and at the end a bit of technique focused, and it is important to do that because you don't matter how fit you are. I mean, if you can be the fittest person in the world, but if you can't swim technically right, then you're really going to struggle, I think, to get the performance.
What are you working on at the moment? I mean, you swam a 61-minute swim in Kona. how fast do you want to go? Have you got to the point where you go, you know what, I'm fast enough, I'm going to spend more time on the bike and the run, or is it something you're still working at? You want to get quicker?
Yeah, I'll keep doing a lot of swimming. I'll keep swimming the same amount of time I am. I'm always talking to coaches on how I could improve and working on different things. I think in Ironman, if you can swim 55 minutes to an hour, I think that's going to be competitive in the age group races. It would be nice to be swimming 50 minutes, but not everybody can do that. But coming into the winter now, we'll work on a lot of technique and stroke, and hopefully can knock a few more minutes off for next year.
Do you increase the volume that you swim in the off season? I mean, you mentioned three times a week. Do you not swim more than that at all?
No, don't swim any more than that. Basically, just because I can't fit it in. If I could, I'd swim seven times a week. Obviously, going about it the right way. I just wouldn't just jump in there and start levering it up and down. Got good coaches at where I swim at Manchester Tri Club, and you would structure it. But I'm limited to the three sessions that I can do personally a week. So the volume will increase over the winter. The sessions will be higher volume sessions. Hopefully, improving.
Favourite workout in the water, what do you love doing?
I like the long sets. I like doing the 800s, the 15s and the Ks in a 50 metre pool. I like to do that. I usually get chucked in the faster lane, and I get overtaken quite regularly. But I try to work on the drafting as the people are coming past me. And yeah, it's good. They push you along. They make you try and swim harder.
How humbling is that? I mean, you're a pretty good athlete all around, but when you're in those fast lanes and seeing what people actually do in the water, it's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a lot of swimmers at the club where I swim. They're just swimmers, and they're better than you. And I think it's good because it makes you keep trying to swim faster and keep working harder, and you can't let your foot off the gas or else you're just going to draw right behind. So it's good to have people to motivate you and push you harder and better than you.
Absolutely. Well, Lewis, it's been great catching up once again. I look forward to talking about your bike next time out. Thanks for joining us here on the Cone Edge. I'm guessing that the Cone Edge is not the only podcast you listen to. If you're anything like me, you probably listen to a ton of different podcasts. I think at the moment I have 10 or 15 go-tos that I listen to every single week. And if you listen to a lot of podcasts, at some stage you probably thought about starting your own. Well, the good news is it's easier than you think. ThePodcastingAcademy.com is giving you the opportunity to get your own podcast started right now. The Podcasting Academy is a 21-day, step-by-step online program that will get you from zero to podcast in just 3 weeks. Right now, thepodcastingacademy.com is offering listeners of the Kona Edge a 25% discount. All you need to do is use the word Kona at checkout to qualify. Head over to thepodcastingacademy.com to find out more. Thank you very much to Lewis for sharing those tips with us. Before I go, another iTunes review for you. This one from Marathoner 31 in the United States, saying great variety and to the point, giving us a 5-star, saying the variety of topics and athletes on the podcast keeps me eagerly anticipating the release of each new episode. The interviews give me different viewpoints on similar topics, so I have options when I want to try something new. I appreciate Brad's no-fluff approach to asking direct questions that gives me great information in an efficient, time-friendly way. Thank you for the podcast. Well, Marathon 31, thank you for taking the time to leave us a review. And if you haven't done it yet, please do go check it out. That's thekonaedge.com/iTunes. A great prize for grabs as well. If you do leave us a review, go check it out. That's thekonaedge.com/iTunes. It literally only takes you a couple of minutes, and it helps us immensely. So if you wouldn't mind doing it, I'd really appreciate it. Until tomorrow, from myself, Brad Brown, it's cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media simply search for the Kona Edge.
Don't forget, if you'd like to access the commercial free feed of the Kona Edge, all you need to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/support, become a patron, and you'll get access to that feed right away.